Oh, hey everybody, it's Mark. Hey, I'm going to be doing some trivia questions for you in my noisy studio. I have booze, which makes it all better. We're going to do a round of potpourri questions. Potpourri questions. Question number one. Number one, on what part of your anatomy would you use a neti pot? On what part of your anatomy would you use a neti pot? Question number two. Number two, Louise Fletcher won a Best Actress Oscar for her role in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What role did she play? Once again, Louise Fletcher won a Best Actress Oscar for what role in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? What was the role that Louise Fletcher played in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest for which she won a Best Actress Oscar? Question number three. Number three is a multiple choice question. Number three, the Wurlitzer Company is best known for making which of the following? Which of the following does the Wurlitzer Company make? Is it A, jukeboxes, B, ceiling fans, C, automobiles, or D, film projectors? Which of the following is the Wurlitzer Company best known for making? Is it A, jukeboxes, B, ceiling fans, C, automobiles, or D, film projectors? Question number four, what Major League Baseball team features a non-functional idiophone in its logo? What Major League Baseball team features a non-functional idiophone in its logo? Hey Mark, what's an idiophone? Well, that's how this game works. You need to know that in order to successfully answer this question. Booze. It's what's for dinner. Question number five on potpourri. Number five, dactyloscopy. Yep, dactyloscopy, that's a real word. It's also the forensic science of identifying people by what feature? Dactyloscopy is the forensic science of identifying people by what feature? Question number six on potpourri. Number six, Jack, Manny, and Moe. Those are the three mascots of what automotive retail and service chain? Jack, Manny, and Moe are the three mascots of what automotive retail and service chain? Question number seven. Which planet in our solar system has the largest natural satellite? Which planet in our solar system has the largest natural satellite or the largest moon? Which planet in our solar system has the largest moon? For a bonus point, name that moon. Question number eight. Number eight, what NFL team was the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowls? The Green Bay Packers were the first team to win a Super Bowl, but what NFL team was the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowls? Question number nine on potpourri. Number nine, falafel. Falafel is made primarily from what two legumes? Falafel is made primarily from what two legumes? And finally, question number 10 on potpourri. The U.S. version of The Office takes place at Dunder Mifflin, right? What is the name of the company where the original British version of The Office takes place? Once again, the U.S. version of The Office takes place at a company called Dunder Mifflin. What is the name of the company where the original British version of The Office takes place? All right, let's go over the answers to the potpourri round. Question number one, on what part of your anatomy would you use a neti pot? That's your nose, your nostrils, your sinuses. Yeah, you actually pour a saline solution in a pot up your nose into your sinuses and it rinses it out and it's disgusting. Question number two, Louise Fletcher won a Best Actress Oscar for her role as Nurse Ratched. Nurse Ratched. A lot of people write Nurse Ratched. Yeah, I'll take that, but it's actually Nurse Ratched. Question number three, the Wurlitzer Company is best known for making what items? If you wrote B, ceiling fans, you're wrong. It's A, jukeboxes. Question number four, what Major League Baseball team features a non-functional idiophone in its logo? An idiophone is a bell. A non-functional idiophone is obviously a bell that's broken. Broken bell, the Philadelphia Phillies. The Philadelphia Phillies have the Liberty Bell, a broken bell, in their logo. Question number five, dactyloscopy. Dactyloscopy is the forensic science of identifying people by fingerprints. Fingerprints. I need booze. Question number six, Jack, Manny, and Moe were the three mascots of the Pep Boys. The three guys on the Pep Boys are Jack, Manny, and Moe. Question number seven, which planet in our solar system has the largest natural satellite? Yeah, it's Jupiter. Jupiter has the largest natural satellite. The name of that satellite is Ganymede. Ganymede. Question number eight, what NFL team is the first to win back-to-back Super Bowls? That is, of course, the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers. They won Super Bowl I and Super Bowl II. Now, you may have some controversy over this. The game was titled the AFL-NFL World Championship game at the time, not really the Super Bowl, because it took place before the NFL absorbed the AFL. The Packers were part of the NFL at the time, so technically they are an NFL team, and they won what we all know now as the Super Bowl. So yeah, they're still considered NFL. Question number nine, falafel is made primarily from what two legumes? Garbanzo beans and or fava beans. Garbanzo beans and or fava beans are used to make falafel. And number 10, the US version of The Office takes place at Dunder Mifflin. The original British version of The Office took place at Wernham Hogg. Wernham Hogg, also a paper company, Wernham Hogg. All right, total up your points. Pat yourself on the back, the number of points that you earned. So no more than 11. Let's move on to the next round.